The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, welcome to another terrific edition of Fried on Business. We've got an excellent show for you today. We're going to start off. That's Wanda getting a little crazy there. We're going to start off with Brett Harris. He recently sold a home on Miami Beach to the Rockstar Energy drink person. We're going to talk about what that sale means to the Miami Beach market and what it indicates. We're also going to talk to Tarek Maddox. We're going to get his summer fitness tips. Tarek trains Lamar Miller and Frank Gore. He trains me. He could train you if you like. So listen to Tarek's tips. And then the second half of the show, I'm going to talk about why I've added residential mortgage lending to my portfolio of services that I offer to my clients. So stick with us. We're going to have an excellent show. Wanda, let's get started.
This way.
All right. Hey, you can walk that way or you can take a car. If you want to take a car, you got to call the folks at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
I mean, now remember to listen to the second half of the show, and I'm going to get you deep into what I'm about to talk about now. Remember, if you're looking for a residential mortgage and your traditional bank says no, if you won't qualify for a Fannie Mae loan, if you've got a story to tell and your mortgage doesn't fit in the standard box, well, what do? You give me a call, Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. I'll give you the numbers a whole bunch of times during the show, so keep your pen out. Hey, you need to call us. You know, my friends Bob and Milvia, they're with me over at Spectrum Mortgage. They've been in the business for 25 years, helping people crack the code on how to get their residential mortgage financed. Used to be really easy back in the day, but it's getting harder and harder. Listen, like I said, after the turn of the half hour, and I'll talk to you about what I've learned in the last 2 months as I've entered into the residential real estate mortgage business. But I'll tell you, at Spectrum, we can give you a bridge loan up to 10 or 15 $15 million or more. We can give you cash out on your purchases. The most important thing you need to know is we can even finance a non-resident foreign alien. So if you're not perfect on the credit side, if you maybe did a short sale, give me a call. Jim Fried, here comes the number, 305-773-6300. And I'm going to repeat it one more time. Jim Fried, 305-773-6300. Give me a call about your mortgage today.
Fish family, listen up. This weekend, the division rival New York Mets come to town for our second meeting at Marlins Park this season. Be here with your Marlins starting on Friday, July 22nd through Sunday, July 24th. And be part of the always intense head-to-head matchup. Tensions will rise and passions will flare as the Fish embark upon a second-half postseason chase. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got some great stuff going. We got my favorite Miami Beach realtor, Brett Harris. He's out there. He's with Douglas Elliman, and he has sold a home that I think makes a new mark in the market. Brett, welcome, man. How you doing?
Jim, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. So tell me a little bit about your rock star deal, you rock star.
So, yeah, we bought a house on North Bay Road for $21 million, and it broke another record at my beach, and it sets its tone to everyone else out there that the market is still strong, it's still active, but the price has to be aggressive, you know?
Being aggressive, what do you mean? You mean priced appropriately for the market? No, come out of there with the crazy high price and then wait to come out priced right?
Yeah. It was originally priced at $30 million. We've been circling it for, you know, over a year and a half, watching the price come down. And when we realized that we could probably have an opportunity to get it at or below replacement cost, we took a good run at it. We got really aggressive on our offer.
Okay, and you've been working with this particular buyer for a while?
Yeah, this is a client of mine for almost 9 years. I sold another house to him on Palm Island years ago, and he's been circling the market for about 6 years. It took me about 6 years to sell him this house.
Wow. So while it seems like you made a really big score, when you spread it out over time, it seems like you got to do a whole bunch of deals to make it work. So
we made a bunch of offers around town, and he's been circling many different properties, and you know, it took a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of persistence and hard work, and we got it done.
Well, listen, congratulations and high five to you. I want to follow up on something that you mentioned the last time you were on the show. You got a couple of minutes to talk about the
absolutely, Jim.
You know, you mentioned a statistic that blew my mind. I didn't really understand it, so I went out and looked for myself. That's the number of spec homes that are being developed on Miami Beach. You told me there were two last year. There's like 20 now. I said, absolutely no way that the market could get ahead of itself like that. Brett, you gotta keep it a little quieter in the background. Wanda's going nuts in the other room, and you know we love to keep Wanda calm. So, what's going on with all the spec homes, and does that mean that it's going to be a buyer's market in the super luxe category soon, if not now?
It's moving towards that direction, Jim. It 100% is, and we're seeing prices come down across the board. We anticipate pricing to come down another 20 to 25% in the next 6 months.
Woo. So what is the implication to somebody that's got their house? They've been waiting to bring it to market, other than the fact that perhaps they may have waited too long. What do you advise somebody that wants to sell their home?
Well, it really depends what they bought the asset at, you know, what they bought the land at. If they bought it at a good price and they built for a good number, I think they may be okay. They might make a little bit of money, but they're not going to make as much money as they initially thought they would in their performa. You know, they've got a lot of competition. There's just, you know, 5 to 10 years of supply now in the market, and we only have one or two buyers a year circling those 20-plus million-dollar properties.
Wow. So let me ask the question a different way then. What does this imply to just the regular person with the home in the 850 to 2 million range, the meat and potatoes of Miami Beach? How's that holding up with all this?
Yeah, that actually market is pretty strong. You know, that's still doing really well right now. That actually is going to get hit a little bit too, but not as much as the high-end spec home. the high end of the market, 20 million plus houses, is going to get hit real hard real soon.
So let's say that I'm a person, I built a spec house. I got to assume maybe the people that are in that market, maybe they built two or three. I've got them getting ready to deliver to the market. The way I look at it, I'd give it to the right person to take it up to, you know, we talked about this on the last time you were on the show also, to New York or LA, where basically those people buy these properties and it's almost free to them when you include their tax benefits. I mean, would that be a way that somebody might be able to move one of these deals?
Yeah, my client's actually from Los Angeles, and I'm actually working with two other buyers, one from Canada and one from Los Angeles as well, looking for a, you know, $18 to $25 million home. They're here. They're moving. They want to take advantage of the tax opportunities we have in South Florida. It totally makes sense for them. You're 100% right.
So then that person has their choice almost, I got to believe, right now.
Yeah, they're going to sit back, and they're going to wait to see what happens, and then they're going to wait to see what seller becomes realistic on price. It's exactly what we did. We made a bunch of really strong offers to a lot of great sellers. Unfortunately, the sellers, in our opinion, weren't ready to sell at a number that we were comfortable at.
Okay. Well, let's change the topic just a little bit because your signal's going in and out, but that's because you're not here with me today like you should be next time. Where are you today and what do you got going on?
I've got a VIP brokers open at one of my listings on North Bay Road. It's a $32 million listing. We dropped the price today to $29 million, and I've got about 30 or 40 VIP brokers coming over for a sunset cocktail hour.
Oh, so that's kind of what I see when I watch Million Dollar Listing with my wife. You go in, you make all the canapes, you make the right things, and you start hard selling the brokers to find out who they've got for clients?
Pretty much.
Well, man, I want you selling my house. There's just absolutely no doubt about it. It sounds like you got it wired and you got a pipeline of buyers that are looking. Now, how does somebody figure out whether they've got their house realistically priced? Will you give them a broker's opinion of value to help them put their property on the market the right way?
To be totally honest with you, if they don't have an offer in 60 to 90 days, the first 60 to 90 days is the most critical time a house can be on the market. If they don't see an offer activity, they're overpriced.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you're the house doctor, too. You're telling them what the symptom is to look for. So if they've got their property listed with somebody and it hasn't moved in 60 to 90 days, what do you suggest that they do besides move the price on the property? What else can somebody do?
That's it. To tell you the truth right now, the way the market's going, it's all about price. They can have 15 different realtors spending a bunch of money marketing, but if it's not priced right, it's not going to move.
Well, I got to believe that all the buyers know all the right brokers. Like you said, there's only 45 or 50 of you. You get together, you talk about what's going on, and hopefully you can guide the people in the marketplace so that you can all make money.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay, well, I know you've got that party going on. What else you got coming up in the next couple of weeks? What do you see coming up on the horizon here in the market? Anything we should be looking for? Because you had us looking for your sale, but not really telling us it was going to happen.
Can you hear me, Jim? It sounds like I'm losing you.
Yep, I can hear you. Earth coming in. Earth is here. We're hearing you. We're hearing you. Come on back in.
To be honest with you, there's a lot of people that are sitting on the sidelines to see what's going to happen. So they're sitting back. They've got a lot of cash. They're ready to spend it, and they're just waiting for the deals to come up.
So then it sounds to me,
it's a waiting game right now.
It sounds to me like the market's liquid, and if somebody's reasonable and is willing to meet the market, that they could sell in a still very short time frame. So sounds to me like the greedy person might not get what they want, but the person that's realistic might.
You got that right.
Now, Brett, if somebody wants to work with you and your team, how do they find you? And remember to go slow, because we have New York Jets fans that listen.
I'm with Douglas Solomon, Miami Beach. You can call me on my cell phone, 305-764-9401.
I love a guy who knows his cell phone number cold. Brett, you're the best. Go get those 45, 50 VIP brokers, make them love your property, make a great deal, and come back on our show and tell us how you did it.
Thanks, Jim. You guys have a great night. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Brett Harris, number one broker on South Beach, on Miami Beach. We love having Brett. He comes in, gives us the what's what on going on Miami Beach. And now we're going to have more information coming up right after this. We're going to have great information that you can put to use when? Tonight. Right away. The minute you get off the show, we're going to have Tarik Maddox. He trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, both players in the NFL at the highest level. He trains me. He keeps me looking good and feeling good. He'll do the same for you. Make sure to stick with us, because around the corner from the break, Tarik Maddox, NFL trainer, Wanda It's yours.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Oh, yeah, it's Miami. And if you need an auto to drive around, we want to make sure that you call our good friends at Warren Henry. I'm not really good at keeping up on that rhythm, but I'm going to give it a better shot next time. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
In the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me. In the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show. Pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, this is where I talk about what I do for a living. Hey, Spectrum Mortgage, what are you going to do when a traditional bank says no, your situation isn't going to allow you to qualify for Fannie Mae loan? If you've got a story to tell and your loan scenario doesn't go into the standard box, will you call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I'll give you the number again before we finish the live read commercial. I work with Bob and Milvia. Bob and Milvia have been doing this for 25 years. It's a craft. Listen after the half hour, and you'll hear all the things I'm learning from them and what we're finding out about the residential mortgage and why I really made the decision to go and do residential mortgages with Spectrum in addition to my big commercial deals that I do all the time, my land deals and all the other stuff. Hey, so I can help you. I'm all about helping you. If you're a non-resident foreign alien, I can help you too. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Non-U.S. People will do a construction loan. We can even give you an approval the same day sometime. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more Health and Wellness with Tarek Maddox. He's the NFL trainer. He trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, and he trains me too. And let's hear what his tips are that he has for you. He's got his notes ready. Give me the fist bump, and we're ready to roll. T, what do you got for me today about summer wellness?
Hey, thank you for having me again, Jim. Well, I want to talk to your audience today about weight loss, working out this summer, and trying to shed at least 7 to 10 pounds and how to do that.
Wow, I think most people would be interested in learning. Tell me more.
All right. What I do recommend this summer is to drink lots of water, no refined sugars, no sodas. I know that's a tough one, guys. Pepsi and cola soda.
No, man, not me. I don't drink sodas. Pepsi, and I don't need any more of that caffeine and sugar like that. You got to be kidding me.
You're doing a great job, Jim. Stand away from the sodas.
Thank you, sir.
No white breads. Nothing white. No white sugar.
Okay. Well, I use the refined sugar, the raw sugar. Is that a little better?
Much better. Much better.
I like the much better. It's even better than a little better.
And typically, people like to skip breakfast and starve themselves. You don't want to do that. That's what gets the metabolism going in the AM. So don't skip breakfast, people.
Well, I have a smoothie. I even put that almond milk in so I get some protein going.
Unsweetened almond milk, right?
I don't know. Whatever Vivian gets me. Vivian, it's got to be unsweetened almond milk.
That's right. Double check that.
All right.
And don't be a couch potato this summer. There's plenty of things to do, guys. Go to some water parks. Get out. Keep it moving. And no fast foods. Stay away from the fast foods.
Now, you say don't be a couch potato. One of the things that really helps me keep a perspective on how active I am on a day-to-day basis is my Fitbit. What do you think about those personal trainer Fitbit things? What do you got on your arm? You got anything on there?
I don't have my Fitbit on right now, but I usually don't.
What are you wearing on the other side there? What's under there?
Nothing.
Oh, it just looked like you had. You see, because you got the Fitbit on usually, it made your sweater move.
Kind of aggravates my right arm, so I usually don't keep. As long as I sweat, I get a good workout, I feel like I did something. So.
Okay, well, what about the normal person who doesn't break a sweat when they get out of bed like you?
You got to intensify the workout. You got to make it challenging. Find a friend. Find someone who's better than you, who you want to be like or who you admire, and try to work out with that person or someone close to that person on that level.
Now, you and I work out together, but you don't push me. That's the number one thing is, what do you tell me? You say something like, what is it? Listen to your body.
Absolutely. You want to listen to your body. Your body is very smart. It won't allow you to do more than what you can handle.
So then no pain, no gain is really not the smartest way to approach things.
No, I think I said in our last segment, you know, back in the day, we did things that just was out of the normal. But nowadays, we have to do things right to stay healthy.
Yeah, what you were referring to is when I played my 3 days of high school football and they made us get ice, but we could only hydrate with ice and sit underneath we couldn't sit underneath the trees. We had to sit in the sun. We couldn't sit on anything. We had to take a knee and eat ice. That was it.
That's right. There were some disciplinarian coaches back in the day. And
Coach Bertani was a tough man.
Oh, yeah. He was tough, man. And did he give you fruit?
No.
No fruit?
No fruit.
I don't know
ice.
I don't know how you guys survived back then.
I don't know, man. I don't know about those guys. I just went in the back room, threw up, and said, this ain't for me, and went out and got a job.
Well, I tell you, Jim, I want you people to eat fruits, keep it moving, stay active, take the stairs. Don't try to find the closest parking space, like I said in our last interview. And find a start date. If you find a start date, you write it down, put it on your wall, and you're more likely to start on that day.
Now, what about putting together a systematic approach over the summer? Are there things that you'd want to do during the summer that maybe you wouldn't do during the fall and the winter? Maybe working out in the pool more, something like that?
Absolutely. Well, in the winter, you don't want to work out in the pool. That's when we get sick. So you want to keep it indoors as much as you can. But if it's a little bit warmer on those days during the winter, you can, you know, take a walk around, a brisk walk through the neighborhood, around the track, something of that nature.
Now, how about keeping it different? People, they have this thing about CrossFit. Mm-hmm. They have the boxing. But what if... Isn't it could be just as simple as one day doing cardio, one day doing, I don't know what you call it, wouldn't be cardio, but weight training, I guess?
Strength training.
Yeah, and then maybe different exercises on different days just to mix it up. Isn't that, what do you think about that?
Yes, I do recommend mixing your exercises up as much as possible. You can typically mix them up every other day or so, or every 4 weeks.
If you're mixing it up every 4 weeks, does your body need to take a break when you're changing it? How often should somebody give their body a break?
At least 24 to 72 hours of rest and recovery. So if you work out on Monday, you did a hard workout, you feel like you need some rest, you can go back at it on Wednesday.
Now, how about somebody who's been working out on a regular schedule for 4 or 5 weeks? Do they need a break? Maybe take a week off? Or how long before you do need a week
Absolutely.
off?
Absolutely. Once they've completed the first phase, which would be maybe the first 4 to 6 weeks, before the second phase, you may want to take 3 to 5 days of complete rest and recovery. No exercising whatsoever.
Now, what are some of the exercises that would be different for normal, regular person like me versus the NFL guys? You know, you give them all these exercises, they work hard, all that other stuff. What is something that translates for me?
It's going to be a completely different approach. So with you, Jim, you're going to start, you know, I would typically start you inside, indoors, where you won't get so hot so quick. opposed to an NFL player or a collegiate athlete. They start out in the summer, on the grass, in the field, in the hot sun. That won't be your approach.
Yeah, well, what we do is we warm up, and we even warm up indoors, walking around indoors on the treadmill and on the not even the treadmill. We do the elliptical, and then we just do regular walk. Why don't you like the treadmill?
Treadmill kind of gives your back a little bit of a woozy, you know, in and out of its compartments and stuff around your lumbar area. Too much impact, it's not good for you.
So then that's why we don't do it, because I have the bad back.
That's right, Jim. I got to keep you healthy. It's all about health and wellness with you.
Now, tell me how people can get in touch with you. Then we're going to do one more question. Then you'll tell them all again, and then we'll be out.
Guys, follow me on Instagram at Tarik Maddox, Twitter, Tarik Maddox also, and Snapchat. You got to get a Snapchat account. Miami Trainer Tarik Maddox. That's Snapchat.
Okay, well, you're going to have to train me. You and Don are going to have to come over to the house and open me up a Snapchat account and tell me how to do Snapchat. Now, Tarik, what's one last thing you want people to remember about hydrating and working out this summer?
Guys, just stay away from the sugary drinks in the summer. Drink lots of water. If you feel like you need to drink a soda, go ahead and have a Perrier water or some coconut water, but stay away from the sodas and the beers, folks, in the sun.
Oh, listen to you. Vivian just brought home Perriers and Palms, and she's mixing up Perrier and Palm, making her own sodas. You are so cool. My wife is always ahead of the game on this.
Yes, sir.
She?
She's very smart, and Vivian and I are about to start our wellness program as well.
Well, then I'm going to need you to come back to talk about what you've been doing with Vivian in the next few weeks. You promise to do that?
I promise, Jim. I will do.
Now, how are people going to find you, T?
Guys, go ahead and log on to Snapchat. Follow me, Miami Trainer Tarik Maddox, or on Twitter at Tarik Maddox.
All right. We got to do this to end the health and wellness session.
Good job, guys. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you so much. Wanda, we'll take it to you. We'll be back right after this with more information that you can use every day to make your life better, just like the segment you heard. We'll be back after this. Wanda, it's yours. Wanda had to wake me up there. Oh, Wanda, I'm getting too happy over here. It's time to talk about our buddies at Warren Henry. Thank you so much for lulling me to distraction there. Hey, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and it'll make you happy, too. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, and they'll make you happy.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, it's my turn again, and it's my turn to talk about Spectrum Mortgage, and we're going to actually do much more in-depth discussion about mortgage business right after this break. Hey, where do you go when your traditional bank says no, your situation won't allow you to qualify for Fannie Mae loan? If you have a story to tell and your loan scenario doesn't fit in the standard box, what do? You call me. Jim Fried, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. My buddies over at Spectrum Mortgage, Bob and Milvia, they've been doing this for 25 years and they're teaching me the business. It's a craft. I'll give you more details after the break. But make sure if I can help you, if you're a non-resident foreign alien, if you're a realtor trying to close a deal. In fact, I'll give a couple of examples of what I'm working on right now, and maybe it'll fit in and turn the light bulb on and realize that maybe I can help you too. How do you get me? You can call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Bridge loans, cash out, properties anywhere in the state of Florida, commercial, residential, non-resident aliens, blanket mortgages on residential properties. We'll issue an approval sometimes the same day. So give me a call, Jim Fried, 305-773-6300. Today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz, time saver traffic.
Busy in Dade County on 95 northbound from downtown, working up towards the Golden Glades. We're also slow on the 112 Airport Expressway westbound from 22nd towards Okeechobee Road. Don Shula slow southbound between Kendall Drive and the Turnpike. And we're jammed up on the Palmetto northbound between the Dolphin and 74th. And we're slow in Broward on 95 southbound between Atlantic Boulevard and Oakland Park Boulevard. That's your South Florida traffic.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
You know, I've been searching for what really I want to do with my life, and over the years, I've been kind of always focused on real estate. And when I realized that the common theme between real estate and the radio show and some of the things that I do outside of the radio show in helping young people get starts and mentoring a number of people and connecting them for jobs is what I want to do is I want to help people. I want to pay it forward. I don't expect anything in return, and it just makes everything go that much better. And so how do I help people achieve their dreams and reach their ambitions while the market evolves? I took a step back and I tried to think about that. I spoke with one of my clients. My client's one of the big high profile developers here in town. He's delivering a very high-end project right now, and he called me and he goes, Jim, I'd like to buy some more another site on the sand. I said, well, we can help you do that. He said, I'd like to buy some more cash flow. I said, I can help you do that. But I said, what's a problem that you're having that I can help you with? He said, well, everybody in my building's buying all cash, but then a lot of them are turning around because of the currency fluctuations, and they want to get another mortgage. They want to get a mortgage. They want to do that so they can take some of the money they have in the United States and liquefy it, because in some cases, it's all the money that they have in the United States because of currency restrictions in their country that have been placed on them. Can you help me? I said, my gosh, all I do is commercial. I really don't understand this market sector at all. Let me make a couple of phone calls. And so what I did was I called one of the banks that I know that does international finance. And yes, they would be interested. But my friend that ran the commercial desk said, but we've already been there, I'm sure. When I called him back the next day, he said to me, no, his residential mortgage team had not been there. And could I help them get a foot in the door? I said, sure. Then I called the folks at Spectrum. And Bob said he could help me on select deals in the project, but he wasn't sure exactly how it would work. It would have to be project by property by property, unit by unit, borrower by borrower. I said, okay. So I went back to my developer friend. I said, look, I've got a NMLS license, which allows me to do these residential mortgages. I'd like to do them. In fact, we'd like to do them at our company. He said, great. And we started and we got on their list and we started getting calls from people from Kazakhstan and I'm not kidding, Nigeria, Argentina, all over the globe. Nothing has transpired yet, but what I learned was that there is an incredible demand for this type of a mortgage. It was something I wasn't familiar with, and it was an entire population segment and business sector that I hadn't solicited at all. But it was people that are it's people that are serviced by an MBA, a CPA, a lawyer. They went to these big fancy, and then they come here. They maybe have a guy on their staff that went to some big fancy school, and now they come here and they're trying to get their loan, and they're not able to get a level of service that they're accustomed to in their mortgages, and they're looking for, I'll call it this, a real estate concierge for their mortgage. Well, hey, what? I got a secret for you. That's me. And so I've decided that I would start doing that. I've been getting some incredible opportunities. I'll talk about a couple of them. I have a friend of mine that's a realtor on Miami Beach. She has a friend. The friend is working on a deal. The deal's been going for a while. The borrower's from Germany. He wants to buy a unit in a building that's in some litigation. And the borrower's not going to live in the house themselves, and they want to get a 65 loan to value. Can I help her? I said, look, non-resident foreign alien, 65%, maybe not, maybe 60%. Would that work? She said, sure. And so they're sending me the paperwork. I sent them the forms, and we're going to get started on the journey together. And I say journey together because this is not something that's cut and dried like they'd make you think on, you know, when you're saying, hey, just do this in the computer and we'll get it done for you. Certain people can, but these large, complicated residential mortgage situations, it's not that easy. It takes a lot of paperwork, takes a lot of handholding, takes the knowledge of how to work the system to your benefit, because there's different ways to state on your financial statements certain things, certain ways to work your assets so that they are in certain categories, and then voila, you qualify for the best mortgage. If you don't do that kind of stuff, maybe you don't even get a mortgage at all. So it's a craft. And the reason I like this business is because it's a craft, just like the commercial real estate mortgage business is. Unless you've got a cut and dried, you know, like we say in the ad, a fit in the standard box loan, you just have a difficult time and you need some help. And that's what I'm here to do. If I can help you, you give me a call, Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. And like I said, it's a craft. It's an art form. And that is why I have gotten into it. I'm being taught the business by Bob and Milvia. Bob and Milvia have, like I said, 25 years of experience. They know all the banks. They know all the private lenders. They even know what's known as the residential loan conduit, because a lot of lenders are getting out of this. Lenders are moving away because of the regulations that are there, the liability that's there. We all saw what happened to lenders the last time when everything wasn't perfect, and some of them are deciding they don't want to take that risk and exposure. Another reason that I got involved in it is because a lot of these non-resident foreign aliens that come over here, they've got a basket of different businesses. Their business needs real estate. And why do a lot of people move here? They move here for safety. They move here to bring money into the United States. They move here to have a presence in the United States. The EB-5 people are moving here. They're all going to need loans, and they're non-resident foreign aliens. And another reason that they come here to Miami is they come here to do real estate deals. And if they want to do real estate deals beyond their home and they want to do commercial, I can help them finance those. I can help them buy and find and identify those properties. If they want to meet a real estate operating company that could become their partner, I can help them do that. I can help them do all their sophisticated real estate deals in addition to their home. And that is a person and a resume that hasn't existed in the market, and I am proud to be what I've found is the only person so far that's doing this. Nobody get an idea now. Now, we talked about the fact they have their all-star team. Oh, and then it's a great compliment to our show, Freed on Business. You go, Jim, how does this compliment your radio show? Well, you just heard in the first segment where we talked to one of the top brokers on the beach, Brad Harris, who just did the Rockstar sale, the Rockstar energy drink sale. And you hear us talking to more realtors and talking about more residential real estate, and we're going to do that. We're going to do that, and we're going to bring more things that people that have these types of issues and types of questions to the show. But you also hear us talking to Gil Deser. You hear us talking to the Related Group about their deals. You've heard us talk to Tara about their deal in Coconut Grove. And you're starting to see a pattern. All of this comes together. In fact, I just direct messaged just a few minutes ago with a top realtor in Coral Gables who loves our show and who thanks me for putting on these types of interviews. So to her, I say, high five. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to having coffee with you next week as we have coordinated. Wanda, how much more time do I have in this segment? Oh, my goodness, I got plenty of time. So another reason that I got into this business is because of the high barriers to entry. You go, barriers to entry? Anybody can do a mortgage. Not really. You have to get an incredibly difficult license called the NMLS license. You got to sit in classes. You got to go get continuing education. They got to see your files. You got to know how to set up your office. They're always coming and auditing you. It's not a fun process. It's another reason why I went with Spectrum Mortgage, because Spectrum's got an incredible system in place already. And all I did was move my license over to them, and they're able to help me operate in this sphere, in this sector, with all of their expertise. And I'm putting them together with the people I know like you, and it's just coming together, and it's a terrific business. In fact, I'll give an example. One of my friends is a top investment sales broker at another firm. Oh, here's another reason why I do this. In the past, we could talk about the market, blah, blah, blah. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Today, he called me because one of his friends needs what? A residential mortgage. That's right. A residential mortgage. That's right. I'll say it again. A residential mortgage. You finally got it. There you go. That's right. Now, Wanda didn't get it the first three times because she was busy doing some editing, but she got it the last time. High five to you, Wanda. So, yes, high five back. The glass is in the way, but otherwise we're high-fiving. And so the residential mortgage is a way for me to keep in contact and do good things, even for people that compete with me otherwise in the marketplace. Because the one thing that they know is I know what they're going through. I know what the people that are their friends are going through. And I know how to help them through the process of getting the residential mortgage. And oh, by the way, the investment sale guy doesn't do loans. So when he sells an investment property, he can refer me to the buyer to do a loan for him. Either if he's coming into the country, I can do a residential mortgage. Or if he's looking to buy commercial, I can do an owner-occupied mortgage for him. Or I can do a multi tenant commercial mortgage for him. If he needs equity, I can help him raise the equity too. I do all kinds of deals, and I must tell you, is the biggest deals I've done was a $150 million equity raise for one of my clients who used the equity to build 10 apartment projects across the country. And everything from that all the way down to sale of a residential house or giving them a mortgage on Miami Beach or here in the city on your condo. So give me a call, 305-773-6300, Jim Fried, residential mortgage broker, commercial mortgage broker. Let's just say it the way it really is. Real estate business person. I'd love to help you realize your dream, either a commercial or residential mortgage. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with more information that'll help you have a better life today. We'll give you things you can use to improve your life today here on the show. We'll come back. I'll talk more about the residential and commercial mortgage market after this. Wanda, it is all yours.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off blue shoes, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, if you're wearing your blue suede shoes and it's raining, you got to get inside your Warren Henry car. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. I'm listening to the song and enjoying it, and I'm messing up my read. Red cap service and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Just like Elvis, Warren Henry is the king, too. So, if you're looking to buy a car, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family, even if you're looking to lease. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Fish family, listen up. This weekend, the division rival New York Mets come to town for our second meeting at Marlins Park this season. Be here with your Marlins starting on Friday, July 22nd through Sunday, July 24th. And be part of the always intense head-to-head matchup. Tensions will rise and passions will flare as the Fish embark upon a second-half postseason chase. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit Marlins.com.
All right, this is where I talk about Spectrum Mortgage again. That's right. If you're looking for a mortgage and your mortgage doesn't fit into the standard box, well, what do you do? What do you do if Fannie Mae is going to say no? If your bank is saying no? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. You go, why? Why? Because it's a craft these days. It's not so easy to get a mortgage. If you're a non-resident foreign alien, if you've got dynamic income, there's all kinds of reasons why it's just not easy to get a mortgage. Well, at Spectrum Mortgage, we've got 25 years of experience, and I've known the folks over there for over 10 years, and we're doing loans. We'll do them for a non-resident foreign alien. We'll do a cash-out loan. We'll do multiple properties. We'll do commercial deals. We'll do them all over the state of Florida. Quite frankly, there's, you know, all kinds of different structures. We've got them all. We can help solve your problem. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, and let me help you figure out how you can get into your dream home or refinance your dream home today. Jim Freed.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work.
Jim Freed, 305-773-6300, and the traffic report will come again at the top of the hour. Wanda, it's yours.
On time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Alrighty. We are back and we are talking about commercial real estate and residential real estate. We're discussing why I've decided to add residential real estate lending to my portfolio of service. And the reason is quite simple. It's a logical extension of services. I'm talking to a lot of the same people when I'm soliciting their business because a lot of people in the real estate business need a residential mortgage and they better get it now. For a variety of reasons, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you want to know why. Well, shoot, I'll tell you why. If you've got dynamic income, like somebody that's on commission, well, you need somebody to help craft your mortgage request, and it's not going to be easy. And if you believe that the real estate market is softening to some degree in the sector that you operate in, well, you're going to need to get your mortgage now before your income drops next year. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Hey, the market's evolving. Things are changing, and I can help a non-resident foreign alien. Then that may be somebody's customer. If you're a realtor and you got a non-resident foreign alien and they need a loan, give me a call. Jim Freed, I'll say it again, 305-773-6300. Why did I get into this? I got into this because I want to help people. I've helped people my whole life at the University of Florida, and when I was doing feasibility studies, and when I was doing mortgages, and when I was selling investment sales, the one thing I always did is I was always transparent, and I was always telling folks, this is what I can do, make your business decision. And so it's the same thing with residential real estate. It's gotten a lot more difficult with all the government regulations post the last recession, and it's not that easy. And if you can't go to your own bank, and sometimes even if you do go to your own bank, you may not be able to get financed. And you better make sure that you got plenty of financial statements behind you, both business and personal, as well as a litany of other things. It's not that easy. And people call me and they go, Jim, can you pre-qualify me? Not that easy. You need the property. You need to say, well, it's this property. It's this loan to value. This is what I'm going to do. They need to take a look. They need to appraise it. They need to figure it out. And it's not that easy. Now, can we tell you a general range of where you'd fit in on a rate or on a this or on a that, or what structure would a 1.5, a 1.7, a 1.10, you know, all the crazy numbers that they throw out. What's best for you? Yeah, come in, talk to us, and we'll help you figure out what's best for you, because not this, the same thing isn't right for everybody. One person may want a 15-year mortgage, one may want a 30-year mortgage, and one may want an adjustable mortgage, one may want a fixed-rate deal. You just never know, and it's always different. And there's nuances when you're putting your package together, and that's why we've got Milvie and her team of people that's got many, many years of experience. It also is something that I can do with everybody. Everybody, when I go meet a person that owns a business now, I can do a residential mortgage with them. I can do a commercial mortgage with them. If they own land, I can do that. It ties in great with the show. You go, how does it tie in with the show? Look at our sponsors, the Related Group. We've had Tara on. We've had Gildezer on. We've got great residential contact. If you notice, it's all in the super high-end end range. People like to hear that, but we can do deals throughout the, I'll say the word, spectrum of different levels of mortgage that you may need. Another reason that I got in this field is because of the barrier to entry. Anybody can do a lot of different things, but to get the license to do the residential mortgages, it's not easy. You've got to go to a class. They give you a test. They make you keep your continuing education going. It's somewhat costly. All of this is a barrier to entry. Another thing that's important is that it's, like I've been saying, a craft. So it's not something that's going to be threatened directly by the internet. Yes, the cookie cutter mortgages that you can get from the online people, yeah, that's one thing. But these large customized transactions, they're not going to be able to be done on the internet. You're not going to be able to bid them out on the internet because there's nuances that everybody needs to deal with. So call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. We'll help non-resident foreign aliens. We'll help people with income that's up and down over the years. If you had a short sale, we can help you too. That's right. Short sale will even be a flag on the situation. If you had a bankruptcy, we can help you. You know, not everybody's perfect. And if you've got a story and your loan, like I say in the ads, doesn't fit into the standard box, if it's not a standard FHA loan, well, we can help you at Spectrum. You give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Wanda, how much time do we have left? Okay. If you want to get some information on what's going on with Vivian's kidney search, we are moving from the fundraising phase to the full awareness phase. We've got a group in New York that's starting to help us. They help support the living donors and give them emotional and spiritual support. So if you're considering giving a kidney, give the Miami Transplant Institute a call. I'm going to forget the number. My wife knows the number. I wish she would just text it to me. But in any event, let's see. The Transplant Institute number is 305-355-5433. Again, 305-355-5433. And say you want to get tested for the benefit of Vivian Fried. That's my beautiful wife. Oh, my God. She's everything to me. Give the gift of life. Or is that what that spells out?
Phone number, I think it spells give life.
I should. Unless that's exactly what you're doing when you call them. Now, that was Wanda, the voice of reason on the other side of the window. I want to thank our sponsors, the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Bruce Turkel, Lauren's Kids, Social Media 305, Spectrum Mortgage, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the people I want. Oh, I got more. I keep forgetting. I got a second page of these. Related Group, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Early Shares, Kind Snacks, the Bergstrom Center, the Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, Kind Snacks again. There it is. Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305. And I also said Lawrence Kids. I got to clean up the list, but I love just jumping around because they're all such great people. The people I really want to thank are you, my listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, www.friedonbusiness, that's F-R-I-E-D on business. If you missed today's show, it'll be up probably sometime tomorrow afternoon. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. That's it. Wanda, tossing it to you, girl.
Stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the